At 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend, this is Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for January 12th, 2023. A throng of people showed up Wednesday evening at Open House No. 1 for the future of the city's golf course and Mountain View Commons. The presentation, held at the Fort Warden Commons, started with scores and scores of people milling around and reading information panels about the history and the possibilities for the course and the Mountain View campus. Then, Mayor David Faber, City Manager John Morrow, and consultant Chris Jones stood before the crowd, assuring us repeatedly that no decision has yet been made about what to do with all that land. Morrow said the open house is part of a public process that the city will also engage in regarding the municipal swimming pool. The city manager said, "I know we're a competent community that's creative when it comes to shaping the future of recreation in the town." Jones, of an urban design company called Groundswell, explained that the city had selected it to work with local residents to design the future. "This is a community planning effort," Jones said, "that affects many of you, which is why the place is jammed." The consultant's job is to discern what the priorities are and hear feedback from the locals. Jones has already spent months hearing input from people, and the ideas range from putting affordable housing on the land to building more pickleball courts. Still, other locals want to integrate public trails with the golf course. For those who couldn't or prefer not to attend the in-person event, another open house is being held today online from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5:30 this evening. It's on the City of Port Townsend website, cityofpt.us. Jones said the input from both open houses will be incorporated into the discussion at open house number 2 around April. Then open house number 3 will happen around June, so he can ultimately present the city council with a preferred alternative for future use of the course and commons. In the meantime, the city website has a lot of information on its homepage under Envision Port Townsend Golf Course and Mountain View Commons. If you scroll down, you'll see a link to an online form that lets you give input. The nationwide point-in-time count of people experiencing homelessness is coming up on January 26th, 2 weeks from today. The Olympic Community Action Programs, OLECAP, seeks volunteers to help with the count in Jefferson County. OLECAP Senior Manager Allison Arthur plans to offer a training session for volunteers next Wednesday, January 18th, from 2 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's necessary to contact her at aarthur@olecap.org or call the Olympic Community Action Program's office and ask for Allison Arthur's extension. "We're looking to bring attention to the homeless situation," Arthur told me. "Anyone can become homeless at any time," she said, adding that OLECAP recently helped a man who was born and raised in Port Townsend to find housing. He'd been living in his car. Arthur said an accurate count can mean more dollars to support people in Jefferson County. The annual community movie screening at Port Townsend's Rose Theater in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy is set for this coming Monday, January 16th. Tickets will become available to everyone tomorrow, Friday, at two places, the Rose Box Office on Taylor Street downtown and online at the Rose Theater's website. These portals will open at 3:30 Friday afternoon, and the tickets will be first come, first served with a limit of 2 per patron. This year, the MLK Day movie is Lowndes County and the Road to Black Power, the story of a local movement in Alabama against racist terrorism. According to the Rose newsletter, this is a movie not about hope, but about action. In this community screening tradition that began on the Martin Luther King holiday 12 years ago, the film will light the screen at 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon and 5 on Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Please wear your mask indoors, and thanks for listening.